All the articles you have come to love in Equus Magazine are now available in this podcast, Equus on Audio. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Search Equus on Audio to subscribe on your favorite podcast player, and you'll never miss an article.
This article was posted on December 23rd, 2025, and is titled, Winter Care for Veterinarians and Farriers. Trapped in your cubicle on a sunny day? The idea of working outdoors with horses may seem idyllic, but in blustery weather, conditions around a farm can be anything but pleasant. Keep this in mind the next time your veterinarian or farrier comes calling this winter, and take a few steps to make the visit a bit more comfortable. Maintain pathways and parking area. Being able to reach your horse easily and safely is essential for a veterinarian or farrier. De-ice slippery surfaces. Minimize mud in walkways, and shovel snow in high-traffic areas. Provide well-lit shelter with electricity. A spacious barn offers the best protection from freezing wind, rain, snow, and other winter elements. But if you don't have one or even a run-in shed, and the weather is particularly bad, consider clearing out a large garage or storage shed to provide a temporary shelter. In addition, a source of light may be a necessity during the shorter, darker days of winter. If your shelter doesn't have built-in lighting, you'll need to get creative. Portable work lights, also called trouble lights, that plug into outlets, then clamp to or hang from rafters are a good choice. But in a pinch, camping lanterns, flashlights, and even the headlights of a truck can do. Prepare your horse. At a minimum, you'll want to have your horse waiting in the appropriate area when the farrier or veterinarian arrives. If trimming, shoeing, or a lameness exam is on the schedule, do your best to clean the mud off your horse's hooves and legs. Also, make yourself available to help out, and be prepared to remove blankets if necessary during the visit. Supply warm water. If your barn doesn't have hot water, have a bucket heater or electric kettle on hand in case your veterinarian or farrier needs warm water. Even if warm water isn't a necessity, most veterinarians and farriers will appreciate not having to wash their hands in freezing water during the depths of winter. Set up a portable heater. Your veterinarian and farrier will arrive dressed for the weather, but it's also nice to have a warm area available for extended consultations or paperwork. A portable heater set in a tack room or feed room can provide a warm respite from the chill. Of course, be sure to turn the heater off and unplug it when no one is in the immediate area. Offer a warm beverage. Providing a hot chocolate, coffee, or tea, perhaps in a to-go cup at the end of the visit, is a nice gesture.
When your horse heads into the barn for cooler weather, so does the stink. Bye-bye odor doesn't just mask smells, it breaks down ammonia and bad odors with real science. Fresher stalls, healthier lungs, happier horses. Get yours at spalding-labs.com.